Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Pretty sure it's the Thursday edition. Friday Eve, as Dom likes to call it, right?
I concur. It is Thursday.
You know, it's on the clock. I can look up and affirm the day of the week.
Is that the same clock as before? Because I've known that clock to lie.
Well, I've seen it off by a few minutes, but never by a few days. So I'll trust it's Thursday.
It all starts with a little lie.
Ah, Fancy Brian. I've got such a big show in mind. And, buddy, you and I haven't even spoken today. So we're gonna coordinate here on the radio. We're going to have our little production meeting right now. Let me tell you what this show is going to be all about.
That's cool.
And by the way, I've got Evan as well. Don't mean to exclude you. Although Evan and I have spoken, unlike you, Fancy.
I would hope so. Well, I'm very happy that the disguise worked earlier today. Anyway.
Well, he's here with me in the world headquarters, Madison, Wisconsin. And you're in the Shaw, and you do your little show thing, whatever it is. Dueling Tangents, my fine lead-in, I tease. But Fancy Brian, first and foremost, the resignation letter heard round the world. Now, if you're going to quit, this is how you do it. We're going to get to that resignation letter in just a bit. But what's really got me excited today, and I'm telling you, lawsuits. I'm not a lawyer. I don't always understand the underlying legal principles because I didn't go to law school. But I did read large portions of a lawsuit today. And it was not the one we talked about so long yesterday. It wasn't the U.S. Supreme Court and their terrible ruling in regards to the redistricting in Wisconsin. If you missed the podcast, go check it out. Talked about it a lot yesterday. But today I had a fresh new lawsuit to peruse. Started taking notes over lunch, back of the napkin, Foxconn style, like Scott Walker did.
That's amazing. Good for you.
And then I realized, barely had turned the napkin over. I'm showing as a visual aid for those watching the video stream. Barely turned the napkin over because I realized this lawsuit, it was all high points. It was all great stuff. And I got to share it with you, the audience, and you, Fancy Brian, in fact, you, Fancy Brian, and maybe even Evan, going to need your guys' help because here's the deal. The Trump v. Hillary Clinton lawsuit, Trump v. DNC, Trump v. Mark Elias, Trump v. Christopher Steele. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And this lawsuit, buddy, the introduction particularly, this stuff reads like reality TV.
Oh, this is good. Do I get to do some line reading and acting?
Oh, maybe. Maybe right. That's what I've got in mind. I'm not sure exactly when we're going to get to it, man. But I'm telling you, this is the hot topic today.
All right.
We're going to get to it soon. Perhaps less important because it's entirely frivolous and stupid. I mean, really, this lawsuit of Trump's is to cover things like the resignation letter heard around the world. And the probable, at least to my opinion, the probable pending indictments coming towards Trump. So I kind of had to get out there in front. And I got to tell you, Fancy Brian, I admire Donald Trump. This is masterful. I mean, not the lawsuit. The lawsuit itself is crap. It's fun crap. We're going to have fun with it. But oh, is the lawsuit crap. But it's masterful if you're about to get, let's say, indicted for campaign, whatever the indictments are. Because, there's a variety of alleged criminal accusations against Donald Trump. But if you're about to get indicted, wouldn't it be an excellent time to go out and sue your former political opponent and say, look at what she did? And this lawsuit is like a defamation suit. Hillary Clinton said such mean things about me. The stank is stuck till this very day. I'm a, you know, I think so, he literally argues he's like a wounded political figure.
So she can't do anything right, but she is so good at insulting him that it is stuck to him to this day.
Buddy, they've got so many co-conspirators, this is like a RICO filing.
What a child.
You know, there's no way we could possibly cover all the characters. You know, we're not going to have to read in individual voices. There's not actually dialogue, but it does have a narrative, sort of a speaking. You know, if it were an indictment, they would call it a speaking indictment. Our fair buddy, James Santel, going to be my fine guest tomorrow. Going to talk about all things legal with Jim Santel. Going to talk about Ketanji Brown Jackson. Lots of stuff to talk about of the legal sort. But this is a whole different thing. This is horse crap. And it's funny horse crap, and we're going to have a good time with it. Anyways, also, you know, Joe Biden fired some people today.
Was it for smoking weed this time?
No, it was for being Republican senatorial candidates.
Okay.
Herschel Walker got fired, and Dr. Oz got fired.
Oh, okay.
From, like, the President's Board on Health and Physical Fitness.
Okay.
Now, Trump had put both those guys, you know, two fine characters, had put them both on a presidential board. And technically, apparently, they're employees of the President of the United States. And if you're an employee, you can get fired.
If this was Wisconsin, they'd just stay there and not leave.
Well, that's what Dr. Oz is threatening to do. He will not resign. I believe they were given a deadline, end of the day yesterday, something of the sort.
Will you serve at the pleasure of the President of the United States? And who's the President of the United States right
Joe
now?
Joe Biden.
Oh, that's right.
Just ask CJ.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
We've so put those aviators on and get the hell out of here.
We got a fine guest. His name, Joel Siegel. He is with the National Coalition for the Homeless. He is a project director. We're going to talk to him about 5:30 Central Time, late in the show, in the happy hour. Also, I've invited the venerable Matt Flynn to join me in the happy hour. Matt's got some afternoon stuff, but if time permits, Matt's going to join me on the big show. I got Batman, another fine Matt, tomorrow on tomorrow's big happy hour after 5. And James Santel, as mentioned, he's joining me tomorrow. I don't know if we pinned down a time, but trust me, he's coming. So you're going to have to listen to all 3 hours and find out when. See what I did there?
Leaving a little bit on the cliff just to hang on.
The only loyalty we expect of this audience is 3 hours per day.
It's not too much.
And if you don't get 3 hours per day, you know, on your local affiliate, you're going to have to look up the podcast at darnwi.com.
It's true.
So let's get to the resignation letter heard around the world. This actually has a lot to do with Donald Trump. And the New York Times, the reporting source I quote here, because around here, we quote our sources. The full text of the Mark Pomerantz resignation letter. The former prosecutor who investigated Donald J. Trump believed that the former president, and here's the quote, was guilty of numerous felony violations. And unfortunately, his boss apparently is not going forward with indictments. And so he resigned publicly. And it's taken a couple of weeks, but now Mark Pomerantz, and this is the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, he came out of retirement to spearhead this investigation. And Cy Vance, what, handed this one off to Alvin Bragg? And Bragg has chosen not to go forward with the prosecution, apparently. Said the Bragg claims the investigation's going forward. Pomerantz, on his way out the door, claims it ain't. Let me read. We'll just get started here. Dear Alvin, I write to tender my resignation as Special Assistant District Attorney and to explain my reasons for resigning. The reasons are pretty good. As you know from our recent conversations and presentations, I believe that Donald Trump is guilty of numerous felony violations of the penal law in connection with the preparation and use of his annual statements of financial condition. These are tax fraud allegations, numerous felonious allegations being leveled here. His financial statements were false, and he has a long history of fabricating information relating to his personal finances and lying about his assets to banks, the national media, counterparties, and many others, including the American people. The team that has been investigating Mr. Trump harbors no doubt about whether he committed crimes. He did. He did. In late 2021, then district attorney Cyrus Vance directed a thorough review of the facts and laws relating to Mr. Trump's financial statements. Mr. Vance has been intimately involved in our investigation, attending grand jury presentations, sitting in on certain witness interviews, and receiving regular reports about the progress of the investigation. He concluded, this being Cyrus Vance being referenced here, he concluded that facts warranted prosecution, and he directed the team to present evidence to a grand jury and seek an indictment of Mr. Trump and other defendants as soon as reasonably possible. Where are those indictments? The work was underway when you took office as the district attorney. You have devoted significant time and energy to understanding the evidence as we have accumulated with respect to Trump's financial statements, as well as the applicable law. You have reached the decision not to go forward with the grand jury presentation and not to seek criminal charges at the present time. The investigation has been suspended indefinitely. Of course, that's your decision to make. I don't question your authority to make it. I accept that you have made it sincerely. However, a decision made in good faith may nevertheless be wrong. I believe that your decision not to prosecute Donald Trump now and on the existing record is misguided and completely contrary to the public interest. I therefore cannot continue in my current position. A little bit more to the resignation letter. We'll come back, maybe finish it up. Mark Pomerantz, my bad. Lifetime prosecutor. Brought out of retirement to prosecute Donald Trump. And he looked at the evidence and says, Cyrus Vance, his former boss, did as well. And the new guy will not allow them to indict, so I quit. Come back, more devils.
I hate this job. I hate this damn job, and I don't need it.
He was not a credit to law enforcement, that I can tell you.
I wish you weren't a liar.